What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yankees split a doubleheader with the Blue Jays yesterday. They're right now third place in the American League East. Brandon Steiner recently launched AthleteDirect.com. It's about athlete empowerment as well as unique personal memorabilia for fans and collectors directly from players and coaches, Mark Messier, Tom Coughlin, Sue Bird, Doc Gooden, Willie Randolph, and our next guest, Yankee manager Aaron Boone, giving them the ability to monetize their collections or brands. Aaron, good to talk to you again. What do you have? What's your prized possession piece of sports memorabilia?
You know what? It goes back to when I was a little kid. So when I was a kid growing up in South Jersey and I was 10 years old, I got a Maurice Cheeks jersey. Mo Cheeks is my all-time favorite. Those great Sixer teams of obviously when Moses Malone finally came and they won the championship, Mo Cheeks was my guy when I was a kid. And I got this jersey and it's the greatest gift I've ever gotten in my life. I still have it. I still throw it on every now and then. So I would say my Mo Cheeks jersey.
Have you ever met Mo Cheeks?
I have. Funny story. So I was at a Clippers game in the off season and I was sitting courtside and it was after I hurt my knee after in the off season of 03 and 04 and Mo was coaching. And I happened to get his attention across the court and somebody walked me over there and I got to meet him and everything. I kind of told him my story growing up and everything. So yeah, it was pretty neat.
So you were fanboying him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But did you keep anything when you hit the homer off Wakefield when the Yankees won the World Series? You guys went on to win the World Series, but you lost to the Marlins, right?
Yes.
Oops. Sorry. I'll try that again. When you hit the home run off Wakefield, did you keep anything from that game?
No, so I actually gave my bat to the Hall of Fame. A fan that got the ball, I ended up meeting him and signing the ball for him. You know, I have the batting gloves and everything from that. But no, not I didn't really keep much from that. You know, I guess I have somewhere in a case, you know, the spikes I wore, the batting gloves. But now with this Athletes Direct thing, a lot of the things that I wear in season, during the season, you know, sometimes my lineup card that I keep in my pocket, my cutoff hoodies and things like that. These are things that it's amazing that people, you know, want to grab these things. And it's cool to be able to interact in that way. And this is what this venture with Brandon's allowing us to do. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And you take control over your own gear. I did you ever talk to Wakefield about that home run? Like, how does that work with after you're out of the game?
Yeah.
You ever had a conversation?
So I've had a few conversations with Tim. First of all, Tim's a great guy, like loves the game, has been involved on the broadcast side. So I've had a number of conversations with him over the years. Nothing about that, more just talking the game, catching up with each other. We don't really talk about that. You know, he actually had my number. He owned me. And I ran into one against him because, man, that thing danced all over the place usually.
He could still pitch, I think, Aaron.
I would think he could roll out there and definitely get some outs. You know, we don't really have any knuckleballers in the game right now, so he'd be even more unique. And, but he was special and obviously, you know, had an amazing career. But we've had some great conversations over the years, but basically just you know, talking like old friends.
He's Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager. Did you see the play with the Pirates and the Cubs yesterday with Javi Baez?
Yes, I did.
How does that happen?
You know, I think you get caught up in the moment a little bit. First of all, credit to Javi for getting a little creative and creating a distraction. I think, you know, it's sometimes, you know, as manager coaches, we go over these things sometimes with things that you think are just completely obvious, you know, rules like a infield fly rule where something happens in the moment that's different. And sometimes you react in a funny way. And obviously, you know, with the ball taking him off the bag, and as you start to chase Javi down the line, you're like, what is this guy doing? All of a sudden, though, you see runners moving, and obviously he got a little cluttered in the mind, and one of the weirdest plays you'll ever see, we'll get to see now on a replay for as long as we're here. But the creativity by Javi to create, you know, confusion was amazing, but obviously, you know, in the end, all you needed to do was step on first, even after Contreras scored.
What's the strangest thing you've seen on a baseball field?
That's right up there. You know, Danny Graves, I played with in Cincinnati, who was a really good closer with us. we were appealing a play at third base, and he actually was a great fielding pitcher as well and fielded his position really well. And, so, you know, he gets on the rubber, steps off to appeal a third, threw it over my head and into the stands. And that didn't work out too well. So that was a pretty good one that I teased Danny about a lot.
Now, your grandfather played, your father played, your brother played. You know, the look of baseball now as opposed to what you grew up with.
Right. It's definitely different.
Yeah. But how do you manage? Do you manage differently than you would if you were managing 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think so, because I think there's just so much more information available to you on a daily basis, and, you know, how you're, you know, evaluating players, opponents, different matchups. You know, there's just more detailed involved, and obviously it's a different game with you know, the amount of power pitchers in our game now, especially rolling out from the bullpen. So it's definitely changed and evolved, and you got to try and keep up with it as best you can, as well as, you know, doing our part to try and, you know, as keepers of the game, to try and do things that do make it more appealing.
But is there always going to be a place for pitchers? Like if Maddux was pitching now, or Tom Glavine's pitching now, more finesse, spotting what they do, living on the edges here, as opposed to these guys who just say, here it is.
Okay, right.
Go get it.
First of all, when you're talking about great pitchers like Maddux and Glavine, they would adapt, and they would, you know, no doubt figure things out. I would say the one thing that's different when you mention those guys and you're talking to me who played in the 90s and the 2000s, I would say one thing that's changed a lot is the strike zone. The strike zone is much more north-south now. There's probably some lower pitches called strikes, some higher pitches above the waist called strikes that weren't when I played. But definitely east and west. If you're a inch or so off the plate now, and that's called a strike, you know, you're hearing about it. You know, that's off the plate now. Whereas, you know, back in the, when I played again, if a pitcher had command like Maddux, like Glavine, if you were demonstrating you could hit the glove 2, 3, 4, even more inches off the plate sometimes, off the corner, you got that call on a lot of nights. Now, I don't think you'd get that on the regular.
Who says something to you when you go out and you start arguing with an umpire and it doesn't go well? Like who lets you know what are you doing?
A different, you know, obviously you have your own vantage point from the side where obviously it's not perfect. I don't have the home, but you get an idea of how things are going. And then it could be anyone that if I'm starting to get worked up about something, or I feel like something needs to be addressed, I might ask about a couple of specific calls that I think were questionable. And I want a little bit of color and a little bit of context on, all right, what exactly am I dealing with?
But do your kids say something to you when you make it on the highlights here, Aaron?
Oh, not really. I think they kind of laugh, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I've had a couple rants that obviously a hot mic has caught where, you know, when I'm dealing with my children, it's not the proudest moment. Some of the language I use, I don't regularly use that kind of language. So usually it's just in those moments that it gets me worked up like that. But
can't you get your point across without like kicking dirt or being demonstrative? Can't you just go out and just go, let me just talk to you here?
Like, yes.
Like, did you ever think about that approach? How much of this is for show?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens. I could, you know, you should get in the dugout one time, and I would like to see you go out there and get your point across like that in kind of Dan Patrick fashion.
Yeah, but Aaron, I'd go
with
out
a little humor
with my voice, and I'd go out and I would say, "Hey, Joe," to Joe. Yep. "Hey, Joe, come here. I'm just trying to understand this. Just help me, because it feels like I'm getting squeezed here a little bit, and I got to protect my guy. I don't want to make a big deal out of this. Look, I got great respect. You're one of the great managers, or you're one of the great umpires of all time. I think the best umpire of all time. But aside from that, can you help out Garrett Cole? I mean, the guy's getting squeezed a little bit here. Just, you know, see it within your heart that you can just call it the way it should be called, or at least I think it should be called. And look, if I'm out of order, you know, out of line, you just tell me, Joe. You just tell me. How would that go, Aaron?
I think that would be tremendous. And I'm going to take that under advisement. And if I have to go out there the next time, I may do it in that calm,
yes,
somewhat passive aggressive.
You know, I had to help Mattingly, because Mattingly would get tossed. And I said,
yes,
every time you get tossed, you have to send me a part of your uniform. I have the whole uniform, Aaron. Because he would get taught. He said there were times when he went out knowing he was going to have to send me his pants. And so he said, I'd go out there and I'm so mad and I know this is going to cost me a piece of my uniform here. And I have a whole mannequin full of Don Mattingly, his entire Dodger uniform. I have
that
it.
Is, That is tremendous.
Yeah, so, and we've added the Marlins uniform now to that as well. So when you go out there, just have that thought that, that's right, Dan Patrick said, how about I just go out there and just have a conversation?
You know what? I am absolutely going to try that, and I think that would be quite funny. Especially if I got kicked out in the process, completely calm.
Yeah.
Complimentary.
And even say thank you if you get tossed. Yeah. You know what? Thanks. I'm sorry I interrupted the time here. And look, I apologize, and I'm going to go into the locker room right now. And I hope I'm going to enjoy watching the rest of the game, and I wish you nothing but great things, Joe. Love your work.
I'm taking it under advisement.
Okay, I'm sure you are.
I think it would be tremendous.
So instead of sending me a piece of your uniform, you're going to have it on athletedirect.com. So I'm not even – see what I did there? Full circle, Aaron.
Yep, I like it.
I'm a five-tool host. They call me the Jeter of host. Well, was Jeter a five-tool? I mean, yeah, wasn't a power guy.
Not a classic five-tool, but – You know, he had the sixth tool, though, too.
What was that?
Just the intangible piece.
Oh, I thought it had to do with the women. My bad. I thought it was like, whoa, where are we going with this? Okay. All right. We should have hung up 2 minutes ago, right? We should have. Yeah. Well, he was quite a teammate, though, right?
Yeah, he was pretty
It's athletedirect.com. See, this is the kind of demeanor you should have when you go out to argue with an umpire.
I'm definitely going out there. Composed, complimentary, pat him on the head maybe even a little bit.
It's great to talk to you, and have fun with this. And thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, Dan. Take care.
You're a good sport. Aaron Boone, athletedirect.com. I didn't know what the sixth tool was. Am I alone? Am I the only guy who thought that? Paulie?
We were all laughing. Like, he just called Jeter a six-tool player, which we've always known.
Like, collectively, we just heard, whoa.
Okay, all right, maybe. I think he meant clutch. Yes, McLovin.
That guy has to face the New York media every day, and he never blushes, never loses cool. He turned bright red there.
I think he was back with the Cincinnati Reds. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Oh, look who has joined the program, the popular Rich Eisen of the Rich Eisen Show and NFL Network. Hi, Rich.
DP, I was driving to work. I heard your story about taking your kids to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And what were the names of the guys that she took pictures of? Who was this? Was this Georgia who took the pictures?
Oh, no, this was Grace. But it was like, you know, Jim and Tommy. And she just took pictures of two drunk Patriots fans at the game.
Well, the first Super Bowl we took our kids to was, believe it or not, Patriots and Seahawks. And the fact that the thing that they remember most about it were the Patriots fans around them as well, Dan, because they were just chit-chatting with their own Jimmys and Toms and Mikes the entire game.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry comes out at halftime. And I'm sitting in the stands as well. It was the first Super Bowl I ever did not work the post-game show, so it was the first one I actually sat in the stands for myself because I normally would have to be getting ready to do a post-game. But at any rate, so Katy Perry's coming out, and she does her halftime, and my son, Zan, is dressed in a Tom Brady jersey, and he's just dancing his head off. And then halftime ends, and a Patriot fan looks at me, and he just waves me over to him, and I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about here? And he just leans over. He goes, your son is one hell of a dancer. Just like, and they were just all like best friends the rest of the game. And it was one of those things as well where you said that the game that you took them to was so memorable and exciting.
Yeah.
I will tell them, like, you had a front row seat. We were right there in the mezzanine right on the goal line when Malcolm Butler picked off Russell Wilson. They don't remember it. They're literally talking about Katy Perry. To this day, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know what resonates with them, and I dropped them off at the Super Bowl, and I had to host SportsCenter that night, and you know, then they came back. But just to get my daughter's film developed, and all it was these two guys. you're like, I said, Grace, what are you doing? She goes, oh, Dad, I just took pictures, and then they both passed out. Like that, I think they got tired, and
it's like the final credits to The Hangover, right? Like you get the camera back, you don't know what's in it,
yeah.
Then you take a look at. But I guess a question I have for you as well, because you mentioned the first Super Bowl was New England versus Carolina. That was That was NFL Network's first Super Bowl. I was in the building as well. That was also the wardrobe malfunction halftime. Did you ever have a conversation with your kids about that one?
They had no idea where their seats were, Rich. They
couldn't see it.
They weren't sure if there was a football game going on, but you know,
wow.
Yeah, they after the fact, because my wife goes, did they see the, you know, what happened with Janet? I go, no. I said, hon, no, they did not. Hey, before I let you go,
yes,
the Julio Jones situation.
Yes, sir.
Where? Because it feels like it's not if, but when, but how about where?
I don't know. New England sounds the right spot to me because they can absorb it immediately. They could truly use him. They're talking about it. And it would make a ton of sense, an absolute ton of sense. But then, you know, the report, I think it was from Diana Rossini of ESPN, that they already have a one in their back pocket. That does not sound like New England to me. Although New England is the only team Atlanta could say to when they ask, they say, we'll just give you two. They're like, well, you know, that's what we got from Mohamed Sanu from you.
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's,
you know, so let's realize who we're talking about here, right? So, that makes sense. The Titans would make a ton of sense too. Because I just don't see them trading him within their conference. Green Bay is the one that makes the most sense to me, Dan. It really does. It fixes everything, you know, and I know this sounds like a fantasy football trade, but telling Atlanta you were looking for, you know, the successor to Matt Ryan, well, we've got him, and you can take a look at him yourself. He looks great in practice, but his presence is kind of, you know, pissing off our MVP quarterback. And we'll give you him and a two, and you give us Julio Jones, and then you look at Aaron Rodgers and you say, okay, you wanted to stay here and you wanted the best possible team as a window of opportunity. How about the best wide receiver tandem in football, maybe this entire 21st century? How does that sound? Let's go.
Yeah.
And we've already put Aaron Jones on the credit card, and you got Big Bob Tonyan, and it kind of makes an insane amount of sense, which means it probably won't happen in a million years.
Just want to let you know that
yes, sir,
we're on the air. Just want to let you know. I should have told you that up front that we were on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm out of NFL Network, but you know, now that I know I'm on the air, I'll just keep that to myself.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Great to
hear
from you.
You don't like that joke, Dan? Yeah. I can tell when you disapprove.
Oh, no, you paid it off. I didn't want to try to challenge it. I'd let it breathe.
That's just my fault. I should let you put the button on the conversation.
Yes.
It's your show. I'm the guest. My bad, Dan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you put a bow on it, but look, no. I know humor, Rich. Okay? I mean,
I'll leave it to you, Dan.
Like, how many Sandler movies have you been in, Rich?
I've been in a couple of CSI Miamis, Dan. So, you know, I've got that going.
There's nothing funny about CSI Miami.
Oh, I disagree, sir. You and I will have to have a conversation at another date. But, all right, Dan.
All right. That's Rich Eisen, who joins us on the program. On loan from the NFL Network and the Rich Eisen Show that follows this one on Peacock. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is Jeff Van Gundy with us?
Hey. We believe so.
Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. Did you go to Wendy's before a Knicks game when you were first in New York, first year as a coach?
McDonald's.
Oh, so
Paulie? That's how I celebrated getting hired. I signed my contract and stopped in the drive-thru on the way up the West Side Highway. I don't even think that McDonald's is still there, but yeah, that the number one combo never tasted so good.
But there's a Wendy's across the street, though, and Paulie said that he saw you there one time. And
it's very possible. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Get the chili? Are you kidding me? I'm sure.
That's all I wanted to ask you, Jeff. I just wanted to find out about that. Are the Knicks a good team or just a good story?
No, they're a good team that maxed out the talent at hand in the regular season. And we see this every once in a while where expectations for playoff success rises because of what happened in the regular season. But there's no question Atlanta has more offensive talent. The depth of their talent is better. That doesn't mean the Knicks can't win, but I picked Atlanta. I thought they were a slight favorite going in just because I think they have just more weapons offensively.
Yeah, I picked Atlanta as well. I was also wondering about the atmosphere because you coached in New York and you coached, these were big games, playoff games, but were you ever aware of the surroundings, you know, fan behavior while you were coaching?
Not necessarily the behavior, but the intensity and passion of the crowd, absolutely. And I think the Garden was never louder than it was in game two of this series. I mean, it was overwhelming. I've never seen a crowd that I remember in the Garden standing an entire half. And it looked like the whole place was standing up the entire second half. And I think so the crowd intensity and passion, yes, aware of. I'll tell you, I'm very disturbed, though, by some of these incidents that fans becoming emboldened to try to, you know, feel like they can spit on, dump popcorn on. That's really disturbing, though.
But I don't know what it is, Jeff.
Are the fans any different? I mentioned social media plays a role here, but are they more passionate? You know, people trying to use pandemic, like, oh, you're being let out of the house. Like, you're not going to your job today and spitting on somebody or pouring popcorn on something. Like, I don't know what the reasoning is behind this.
Well, I would say probably at a lot of places, alcohol plays a major factor. I'm also disappointed in they're banning them from the arena. First of all, that's of no consequence because people can come right back in. It's not like the people charged or perceptually they're banned. They can't get in. It's not like there's facial recognition and they can't come in. We don't even know who they are, particularly with the Trae Young incident, spitting on someone. The person should have been arrested. Like there has to be harsher consequences for these type of actions. And but you're right. Like, it's not that much different. Some of the things said to Patrick Ewing at road arenas, I got to say, like back in the night, today people would be like stunned at how bad it was at times. So I don't know, other than alcohol, how you can explain, you know, these bad behaviors, but certainly a few people just, you know, it's criminal activity is what it is.
And I don't know how Patrick was able to just internalize that. I mean, Trae Young getting spit on, and, you know, you got to play a game. We've all been down there with Press Row, and you hear what is said, or a football game or basketball or baseball. Have you ever had to say anything to any of your players? Like, hey, stay in the moment or don't let it bother you?
I don't remember doing that, Dan, but I got to say, like, some of these things, like, you shouldn't have, you know, they have security behind the bench. I think this is where basketball is a little bit different than football. Football, there's more separation between the fans and, you know, the players. And in basketball, particularly when we're, you know, not in a COVID season, I mean, they're right on top of you. And the things they say or could do, you know, make the basketball players much more vulnerable to things. And so I don't remember ever saying it, but I got to say that sometimes I was actually stunned that they didn't react more often. You know, the idea when I think Westbrook went after somebody, I remember way back, Vernon Maxwell went in the stands after somebody. You know, I know they shouldn't do it, but until you're in that situation where people, you know, can say these things because they know they're being protected by, you know, the rules, and the league will actually, protect the fan more oftentimes than they protect the players. I think they're trying to get better at it, but we still have a long way to go.
He's Jeff Van Gundy of the Mothership. He'll be on the call, Nets and Celtics. Anyway, the Nets don't...
I got to say, I love when you say Mothership. That just makes me laugh each and every time. Go ahead.
I've been saying it for decades.
I know. I love it. I love it.
Anyway, the Nets don't reach the NBA Finals.
Well, yeah, there's a way. But to me, they're the prohibitive favorite. I think the path in the Eastern Conference, you know, they're going to have to play an outstanding Milwaukee team most likely in the next round if they're advanced past the Celtics. And then they've got to face a team, they most likely have to face a terrific Philadelphia team who's great defensively and with a power post-up player that they really don't match up great with. So, yeah, there's a course and a path that they don't, certainly, because I think the competition at the top half of the East, those top three teams, could all advance easily to the NBA Finals.
If I gave you the Lakers or the field in the West?
Wow. If you would have said that before the playoffs, I would have said the field.
Yeah.
you know, now, like, I see them ratchet up that defense. You know, if they're able to advance past Phoenix, you know, Portland or Denver particularly because they're injured, I can't see either one of those teams beating them. So, you know, it's their defense, Dan. I mean, they're big and they're tough and they guard. And when Anthony Davis, you know, gets big numbers and you got James, you know, neither one had a great first half, but they come out in that second half and they just pound, you know, a really good Phoenix team. So I'd have to take LA now that you said, you know, if you'd pose that same question to me, I'm gonna probably take LA.
What if the Clippers bow out opening round? What kind of ramifications, fallout, any, if any?
Yeah, unknown, because I think Kawhi Leonard could be a free agent if he chooses to be. You know, obviously, I don't really understand their messaging. When people asked him after the second loss, is there any concern? And they said, no concerns. And I'm like, that's far different from saying we're not panicked, we're still confident. But to not have any concern, I mean, Luka Doncic in and of itself is a concern. Down 2-0 is a concern. You know, their inability to guard in a manner in which, like, they should be a great defensive team. They have every component you need to be a great defensive team. So if I was their players, I think the proper messaging would be, yeah, still confident, but concerned. We need to be more urgent. You know, we need to play better. And I think this started with their attitude towards the last couple games of the regular season where, you know, they lost, I don't want to say on purpose, but they certainly weren't playing to win. And the West is hard. Like, Dallas is no joke. I mean, I think they beat them by 50 earlier in the season. So obviously, this is a really good team, a dangerous offensive team, and they've got a preeminent star in Doncic.
Is there a young player you would take over Luka to start your team?
Well, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I'll give you first choice, and if I get Doncic, I'm good. I'm good with, like. The way you know what impresses me about him is as he's improved his shooting later in the year, like when he gets into the lane, he's so big, so strong, with such great vision. There's no great way to handle him in the two-man game. Like in the pick and roll, you can trap him and he can see over the trap and he's a willing passer and they have great shooting around him. If you drop deep in the lane with your big, he's so big and strong that he takes it deep and he can either finish or make every pass necessary. And if you switch, particularly if you play a traditional center, he just obliterates those guys. So there is no good coverage for him. And I think he's more dialed in. He's not a good individual defender per se, but he's more dialed in defensively because he knows that ultimately you have to guard to win. And so I think this guy is just a great, great player. I mean, if you put him as your MVP in a ballot, he's going to be in the top eight, no question.
Yeah, he might turn out to be like Mike Trout, where he's always in the conversation for MVP. The question is he going to win championships? Just like Mike Trout. Mike Trout is, you know, obviously one of the great players, but he's not winning a championship anytime soon, and Luka may have a situation that's similar to that.
Well, so much of winning a championship, as you know, Dan, is who you play with and who you play against. Some players were just born at the wrong time, and even though they had good players around them, they just didn't have, you know, enough around them to win at all. So, you know, Doncic, I think they have a very good team. I know they got off to a bad start this year. You know, Porzingis injury, I think, had an impact. I think Doncic didn't shoot the ball particularly well. But since Rick Carlisle has gone to Richardson off the bench, starting Hardaway with Finney-Smith, Kleba, Porzingis, and Doncic. That starting lineup is big, it's versatile, and it has a lot of answers at both ends of the floor.
You coached against Jordan. Later, Jordan, you coached against Kobe, you coached against LeBron, a young LeBron. Game plan-wise, who did you figure out a little bit better than the other two?
There's really no figuring out great players. I think what you try to do with all great players, Dan, is you can't give them everything. So, for instance, where we always started off with game planning against great players, you know, first of all, O'Neal was by far the hardest guy. Like, there was no game plan for the power of O'Neal. So, but on those perimeter players, what you try to do is take away transition layups and try to take away free throw attempts. The pull-up game, you know, some of the threes we see LeBron James making now off the dribble, he made one in game two against Phoenix, you know, left corner off the dribble fade. There's nothing you can do with that. You got to take away layups. You got to take away free throws. And the harder you make it on great players in the half court, they try to figure out, all right, I got to get out in transition more. I got to get to the offensive boards more. So you've got to fight them in the effort areas. But there's truly no way to stop them, but you can't give them everything. So for James, you know, like, you can't give him 30 points and double-digit assists. Like, he's going to get probably one or the other, but you can't give him both.
It's always great to talk to you, Jeff. Have fun tonight. It's the Nets and the Celtics. That'll be at 8:30 Eastern on the Mothership. And Sunday's game will be Suns-Lakers at 3:30 Eastern on ABC. If you can slip in Mothership tonight, that'd be kind of nice. Can you?
I think we're on ABC tonight. So
you have to.
I think we are. So I think tonight, yeah, it's an 8:30 game because I think the other games are on the Mothership. Knicks come on at 7. And I believe at 9:30 is Dallas, right? So two games on the Mothership, one on ABC. And I am going to get Mothership in tonight. And Mark Jackson will probably reprimand me immediately, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about Mark Jackson. Mike Breen's a Hall of Famer. I'd worry about him. But hey.
Yes, he is.
Great to talk to you, Jeff.
Thanks
for joining us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.